Howdy fan, Making 8 Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making 8 Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Meesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still, I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won.
Well, good morning, rodeo fans and Make It 8 maniacs. That's right. It is Monday, time once again for another Making 8 morning show as we are kicking things off. Wow, glad to be back home, I'll tell you that. Now, don't get me wrong, I love being out on the rodeo trail, but after this weekend in Concord, Oklahoma, we are thankful to be back home. I wasn't sure if we were going to make it back home, and we're going to have to talk a little bit about that. We're going to kind of share our little bit of our adventure. I really should have almost webcasted the darn thing. It was really pretty entertaining. Lots of stuff going on. But, you know, we made it back from Concord. Now, we had a great event up there with the G-Money Rodeo crew, and I really can't say enough about those guys. You talk about a family. You talk about putting on some good events and having some good rodeos. We did have ourselves a great time up there in Concord. And got to thank the Roundup Club up there. We, you know, it really is a lot of fun to be able to spend so much time with so many good friends. Now, I will tell you that, you know, there's always issues. Every rodeo is a little bit different. The atmosphere is a little bit different. And, you know, Friday night was a little rough around the edges. This was our first weekend without, of course, our wonderful commentator, Miss Katie Bartlett, who is sitting in Australia now with the Kangaroos. And I know that she's having herself a great time, but we terribly miss her. So, Katie, please come back soon. You know, we ran our tails off. We really did. It was absolutely off the chain, but we learned a little bit and we had a lot of fun. So it was just one of those weekends where, hey, you know, as much fun as it was, I'm glad to be back home. Now, the honey-do list has piled up back here. There is a lot of stuff. We've got to mow the yard. We've got to get Bucky cleaned up. He's pretty dirty this weekend. We've got to get the rodeo route back together because we're not done yet. We've got to get back out there this weekend and go hit another rodeo. So we'll be taking off and heading out to Broken Arrow this weekend, and we're going to talk about that event here coming up as well. That one is going to be one that we really want to get all of you fans on board and behind. If nothing else, get on the webcast and join us. It's not going to cost you a dime, but what it's going to do is show support for what we're doing this weekend. So don't miss out on that opportunity to sit back and really enjoy some great rough stock events. It is going to be a really fantastic event. You're not going to want to miss that one coming up this weekend. We're going to be in Broken Arrow with Give Cancer the Boot and Relay for Life. We are going to be teamed up with them. We've got a walk that will be happening on Friday, and Making 8 Rodeo Network will be there. Bucky the Bull will be there, and we are going to have ourselves a great time. Very little sleep, but it's all for a great cause. And, you know, with the cancer coming up this summer, you know, with the cancer research that is developing nowadays, we need to really focus on finding that cure, finding ways of treatments, and being able to provide a better lifestyle for ones that are having to deal with this terrible disease. So let's give cancer the boot. Let's get behind the G-Money Rodeo Company, Brandon Wren, and let's support Relay for Life. Let's show them that the rodeo family can do just that. And that's what we're going to be doing this weekend. We're going to be bringing you all the action. They're going to have a Bulls, Bears, and Bronx. It's going to be all rough stock. That'll be happening from Broken Arrow Saturday night, and we're going to be there to webcast that as well. So, you know, if you have a loved one, if you know of a loved one, now there are ways that you can contribute and help support Relay for Life. We want you guys to be a part of that. But if you can't, just get behind us. Just get behind us and enjoy the rodeo, enjoy the webcast, because that is how we're going to be able to show support of what we're doing, is to get the fans behind us and say this is for a great cause and we want to continue to do more of them for such a great organization like Relay for Life. So you guys make sure to do that. Now, I will tell you, phone lines are open right now. We want to hear from you guys. If you guys have been out to a rodeo, if you guys are headed to a rodeo this weekend, you want to talk about it, you got questions, comments, if you want to share some cowboy logic with us, well, we want to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know that you want to talk with us. And right off the bat, we've got callers on the line, so let's see if we can't bring them on. 918, you're on the Making 8 Morning Show.
Yeah.
Hello? You hear me? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been to a rodeo. I went to a rodeo this weekend in Colcord, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. And what did you think about that rodeo?
Oh, the bullfighters were really good. I think I could fight bulls someday.
Is that right? Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. At the age that we had one of our bullfighters out there, my grandpa, I think, could get out there and fight bulls. But no, actually, we're actually talking with the man himself, the G Money Man, Mr. Steve Gusser. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. I'm glad you got home all right.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you, if it wasn't for you and the G-Money crew, we probably would still be sitting out there outside of Muskogee.
Yeah, everything went good. We appreciate you guys, and we just want to call in and say if it wasn't for Making 8, we wouldn't be getting out there the way we're getting out there.
Well, you know, Steve, it all comes down to, you know, the fans are really enjoying watching the G-Money Rodeo standings and seeing the events that you guys are putting on all over the great state of Oklahoma. You know, I mean, it's just it's a family atmosphere even when you're sitting at home and you're able to sit back and watch it. These fans are really enjoying it. Now, I've actually kind of been pulling up. Were you able to update the standings for your M&M Custom Camper Tour?
Yes, it's on the website, gmoneyrodeo.com. I've got the point standings. We had a leaderboard change. There's a split now. Kara Fox was winning a camper. She didn't place in the bell racing. But Glenn Jackson win the camper open, and D.V. Fennell win the bareback riding. So they both are tied right now, splitting the series for the tour for the camper. And we had some changes in the leaderboard on the event standings as well.
Yes, sir, I see that. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening over there, and so the fans that are tuned in right now need to get over to gmoneyrodeo.com and go check it out. This point race is going to be pretty exciting, and you've still got a few more events coming up here in these next few months, am I right?
Yes, sir, we've got 3 more rodeos on the tour. I've actually got the Relay for Life this weekend, which will just count for individual points for event standings. But that Relay for Life, I heard you talking about a little bit when I called in, and so everybody's got the gist on it, but it should be a good time. Just your 3 rough stock events, even if my fart's out there fighting bulls.
Absolutely, and it really is going to be for such a great cause, and that's what we're explaining to our fans that are tuned in right now. You know, if they can't make it out to Broken Arrow to help support the cause, they can at least get behind us and get behind G-Money Rodeo and Brandon as you know, we really show the cancer community what the rodeo family is willing to do for them, and that's put on a great event, and, you know, it's going to be a long weekend, but it's going to be a fun one.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Bet. You bet. Well, Steve, I certainly appreciate you calling us this morning, and I got to say thank you once again for coming down and getting behind us and helping us get back home safe, man. If it wasn't for you, boy, I'll tell you, we'd, We were hurting.
Well, Brandon told me to take my time after the zip tie incident, but I told him I hell, I'll be left, so I better go head down that way.
That's right. Well, you know, Brandon had it coming, and you know, that's all right. We've got more in store for Brandon, but I don't think it's going to happen this weekend. I think we're all going to be a little too worn out after Friday and Saturday, but we look forward to seeing you guys back down there again this weekend, Steve.
Sounds good, Scott. Have a good week.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, that was Steve Gusser with G-Money Rodeo, and I'm going to tell you, there is not a better rodeo family than G-Money. You talk about a good group of folks, and like I said, we could not say enough about how appreciative we are for what they've done for us. You know, not just in the rodeo standings, but at 4:30 in the morning when your vehicle breaks down and you're kind of left with nowhere to go, you pick up a phone and you call a friend, and that's exactly what we've done. And, you know, Steve got down there and we were able to get a belt for the Rodeo Roo, which is what happened. We blew a belt that runs the alternator, and Steve was ready to call into Calvary. I mean, you know, he knows a lot of folks up there around these parts, and that's the good thing about rodeo. It seems like wherever you go, you meet new friends. And, you know, Steve has got such a great reputation up there in that area that those friends don't mind helping out some of his friends, and that's exactly what we had happen down there this weekend. And thanks again to those guys. But I'll tell you, Colquitt, Oklahoma was certainly a lot of fun. Friday night was really rough. You know, the Rough Stock Riders, man, they struggled. The timed event guys, man, they had a hard time. But Saturday night, I'll tell you what, the Bull Riders, man, you could not say enough about those guys. They come to ride some bulls, and we had some great scores that came in. And obviously it really impacted and changed some of the things that happened out there in the G-Money Rodeo standings and the M&M Custom Camper standings. So make sure that you guys get over to gmoneyrodeo.com. You can also find out the results on acrarodeo.com. And, yeah, let's get behind those guys, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be really exciting. And I hope that we can – Make and Eight can get out there for more of their G-Money Rodeo events as they'll be putting on the M&M Custom Camper Tour here coming up. So do not miss out on that opportunity, guys. It's going to get really interesting. They're giving away an M&M Custom Camper, and you know, they gave away one last year. It's really nice. So this is a cool opportunity for you guys to sit back on a Friday and Saturday night, watch some great rodeo action, and I'm telling you, you know, the horses, they can the buck. Like I said, I could sit here and brag all day about M&M or G-Money Rodeo. I mean, their horses, fantastic this weekend. A lot of them had some really good outs. And then, of course, you got the announcer, Brett Weldon. But, fans, we've got a lot more to talk about, and we definitely want to take your call, 646-915-9940. We want to hear from you guys. If you guys were out at a rodeo this weekend, we want to know. We want the scoop. We want to know how things had went your way. And, you know, glad that everybody has made it back here and able to tune in to the Making Eight Morning Show here on a Monday. So, fans, stay tuned. You're listening to the Making Eight Morning Show right here on MakingEightRodeo.com. We'll be right back.
Howdy, rodeo fans. Maniacs and Buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out MakingEightRodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Bull Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making Eight Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have Rodeo Chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.makingeightrodeo.com.
Tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down half dead, trying to recover from another wild weekend, chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's all over now, and it sure isn't Monday. Oh, I got to the job site at 9:15.
G-Money Rodeo crew for inviting us out and letting us have ourselves a great weekend. We really enjoyed it, and can't wait to get to the next one. And, well, I can tell you it's not going to be that far off, as we're going to be back with the G-Money Rodeo crew this weekend as we head to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Now, you guys are maybe thinking, hey, we were just in Broken Arrow. And that's right, we were. But this time we're going to be doing a Bulls, Bears, and Bronx, strictly rough stock, which is why the M&M Custom Camper Tour deal, the points will go, or the money will go towards the standings and the year-end buckles, but it will not go for the M&M Custom Camper. And the reason why is because they can't open it up to the timed events. Now, you know, this is going to be a unique opportunity for the fans to just watch a little bit of rough stock action this weekend. And we definitely hope that you will tune in, because it really is for such a great cause. It really means a lot to the community to be able to put on an event like this, and we need to show support. When Making 8 Rodeo Network pulls in there, we need to show them, hey, the fans are behind us, and the fans are behind what we're promoting out there, which is the Relay for Life this coming weekend. And you're going to see Bucky the Bull is going to be out there. He's going to be in purple showing support for the cancer awareness and the Relay for Life. I believe we may even be selling raffle tickets to auction off the shirt that he's going to be wearing, and he's going to autograph it. So, be a really cool deal. But I got to tell you, it really is going to be for a great cause. Now, Friday night, we're going to be there at the Relay for Life. We're going to be broadcasting much of that event. Now, this is going to be a 12-hour deal. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. It goes all the way till 6 o'clock in the morning, all night long. And we will have Bucky the Bull out there. We will be webcasting live. And we're going to give you an opportunity to kind of see and learn more about the Relay for Life and the cancer research. Now, this is going to be a unique opportunity, because it's the first time that I think anybody has really ever done anything like that, you know. So make sure you guys kind of tune in, stop in all night long. It's going to be a late night. We're going to be there. The coffee pot will be on. Bucky the Bull will be out there, and we really are. We're going to have ourselves a great time. And then Saturday, we'll be out there for the Bulls, Bears, and Bronx. Give Cancer the Boot, put on by Brandon Wren. It's actually produced by Brandon. And then, of course, you know, G-Money Rodeo will be there. They'll be bringing the stock. So it's going to be like another G-Money Rodeo, and we're going to have ourselves a great time. So you guys get behind this. Get behind Give Cancer the Boot and get behind the Relay for Life, please. And spread the word. Share with everybody exactly what we're doing out there. And, you know, if you cannot contribute, we understand. But just getting behind us and watching this event, supporting it, saying, hey, guys, we're here supporting this, is going to allow us to continue to be able to produce those type of events and to be able to help Brandon Wren with G-Money Rodeo and that entire G-Money Rodeo crew be able to produce more of these events, and that's what we want to have happen. So make sure you guys get behind us this weekend. It is for a really great cause. We've got a lot more rodeo action. PRCA was right here in Oklahoma and right next door to us at our neighboring state there in Arkansas, the old Fort Smith Days Rodeo, and we had the Ken Lance Memorial Rodeo right down here in Ada, Oklahoma. We had another one in Hugo, Oklahoma. So a lot of the top-ranked cowboys and cowgirls were here in the state of Oklahoma, and I'm telling you, there was some excitement that was happening. So, and if you guys were out at a rodeo or bull riding, wherever you were at, we want to hear from you. Make sure to get on the phones, give us a call. We still got about 40 minutes left in the show, so we got plenty of time to hear from you, but we want to find out some of the ins and outs, some of the scoops that are happening at rodeos all across the U.S., Canada, Australia, Brazil. It doesn't make a difference. If you can speak English, get on the phone and give us a call. 646-915-9940. And we will be happy to put you on the line just to hear from you. Well, I'll tell you what, doesn't come at a better opportunity. So let's go down to the phone lines and see who we've got. 612, you're on the Making Eight Morning Show.
Hello.
Well, good morning to you, Miss Emily. How are you?
Good.
Great, great. Well, I know that you had yourself a pretty busy weekend as you were sitting back watching a little bit of the G-Money Rodeo from Colcord, Oklahoma. But you were also out at a rodeo this weekend, am I right?
Yes, I was.
Great. Well, how did that work out for you?
It was good. Yeah.
Great.
Got a little rested at the end, but.
Did it?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what
was
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Are you there? You're kind of fading out, but yeah. How did it get a little western there?
There was a bull rider that went face first. But when I saw, he hit his face on the bull's head, and he went down. And then me and my crew, you know, started praying. So, you know, we went head down and started praying for him. And we didn't see, but the crowd, the way the crowd reacted, a few of us looked up and we saw one of the guys on horseback he got flipped over his horse's head. So he went down on the ground. And then the bull went around and got one of the gate men and flipped him on the ground. So it was like, holy cow.
Wow. Yeah, that certainly sounds interesting to say the least. Now, how about the cowboy? Did he come out okay?
Yeah. Yeah, later on, he turned away the paramedics, and Davey Kim was actually the announcer for the rodeo, and I'll give a big shout out to him and all the Pine City Rodeo people, and he said that he was the bull rider was okay. It was the bull rider was Phil Trust.
Wow.
Was the bull rider.
Well, it's good to hear that he's all right. Now, whereabouts was this rodeo at that you were there?
It was at Pine City, Minnesota.
Okay. How was the weather up there?
It was good. Yeah, It was nice. You know, the sun was out, no rain. And, you know, it wasn't too hot, it wasn't too cold.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, we thought we were going to get some rain down here in Colquitt, Oklahoma on Friday, but it turned out that it just got cold on us. And it was cold. I mean, there was people walking around in jackets and shivering, and we had the grill going, and we actually had people sitting over the grill, you know, kind of warming up their hands. It was that cold down here in Oklahoma. But it turned right around and warmed back up on Saturday, and we were all in shorts, and, you know, it turned out to be a great weekend. And then they got some rain after we had actually pulled out of there late Saturday night or early Sunday morning, I should say. When we packed up and left, we hit a lot of rain. But weather was great down here for the actual rodeo, and I'm glad that it was a good weekend for you guys, and really glad that the weather held out for you. And certainly appreciate you taking the time out here to watch us on Friday night, and even on Saturday a little bit. I know that you were checking in with us a little bit to see what was happening down here in Colquitt. G-Money Rodeo, they put on some great events, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. Yep.
Yeah, we certainly had a lot of fun, and can't wait to get out to the next one. And like I said, this weekend we're going to be out at the Give Cancer the Boot and the Relay for Life, as we'll be out there Friday for the relay walk, and then Saturday we'll be at the Bulls, Bears, and Bronx. It's all rough stock down here, so it's probably going to get a little western down here in Broken Arrow as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, are you going to a rodeo this weekend, or are you going to be sitting back watching the relay and Give Cancer the Boot?
We do have one that will be like 3 hours away, but we're still deciding on if we're going to go or not.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that if you're going to be around Friday, by the time you guys get back home or after the rodeo, we'll still be out there live at the relay walk. So come join us. We'd love to have you on board with us.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Emily, for taking time out here to call in and give us a scoop on what's happening up there in Minnesota. And man, I'm glad that the Cowboys come out of that one okay, man. That sounds like it was a little wild. Was it a PRCA rodeo?
I'm not sure. A lot of the guys were from the PRCA and rode in PBR touring events like last year and other years.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, sounds good. And thanks again for giving us a call here this morning. I know you usually have some good cowboy logic for you. You got anything handy?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear some great cowboy logic.
You may not be there yet, but you're closer than you was yesterday.
Wow. Now, if that doesn't say it all right there, I'll tell you. I mean, that's some great cowboy logic. And you know, when I look at that list of stuff we have to do to get ready to be up there, and we got to get the rodeo roo ready, and we got to get Bucky ready, and that'll be words that we'll have to live by here today. So we appreciate the cowboy logic. Thank you, Miss Emily.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Well, listen, make sure to take care and continue to tune in this week. And hopefully we'll get us a morning coffee show with Rob on Wednesday. If not, I think that we're going to do another Making 8 morning show here on Wednesday just to give the fans a little bit more action. And we'll update everybody on what's been happening out here in the rodeos.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Take care. And we'll see you in the chat room here momentarily.
Okay.
All right, guys. That was Miss Emily giving us a little bit of an update on what's been happening up here in the great state of Minnesota. She was out at a rodeo this weekend, and we knew that she was tuned in as well, and we can't thank her enough for being such a big part of it. And that goes for all of you guys that are here tuned in this morning on the Making 8 Morning Show. We really appreciate everybody, and thank you guys for continuing to support us. So, like I said, phone lines are still open. If you guys want to sit back and talk with us, we certainly want to hear about some of the rodeo action that you've been out to. I know that we've got some of our fans that are in our chat room right now also talking about some of the rodeos and some of the bull ridings that they've been to. But, hey, we want to get the word out there. You know, these shows are archived, and a lot of our fans go back and listen to them later on throughout the day when they get a chance. So, you know, this is a great opportunity for you guys to help spread the word about what's been happening in your neck of the woods. We want to hear from you. Give us a scoop. 646 646- 515-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone. I know that one of our friends, Denise, is going to be up there. They've got a big tour that's starting up in Ohio, and I know that she's going to be up there at some of those bull ridings. And, of course, we've got our good friend, Miss Gabby, back in Texas. And her and Lisa and the Making 8 Maniacs down that way have been going out to hit some of the CBR action, CBR bull riding events, and some of the PBR Touring Pro events. And, man, it really exciting. A lot of rodeos, a lot of bull riding going on during the summer. Like I said, you know, with the PRCA, they were in full swing, and they were just right around here. I mean, all of these rodeos, three rodeo events all within probably 3 hours of each other, starting off with right here in Ada, Oklahoma, for the Ken Lance Memorial. And then, of course, they had Hugo, Oklahoma, and they had the Old Fort Days Rodeo that went on right across the border there in Arkansas. And, you know, Fort Smith is actually really – I mean, it really is. It's right on the borderline there, and doesn't take us long to get there. It's only about a three-hour drive, so we know a lot of those cowboys were out there. But anyhow, you know, I got to catch up on some of the activity that's going on in our chat room right now, as the fans are just in full swing here on a Monday, and we are definitely glad for that. How's y'all summer vacation going? I mean, what's been happening out there? What do you guys have planned? I know that just a couple weeks ago, Memorial Day weekend, we had the opportunity to go to Turner Falls and spend time with the family, and man, I'll tell you, that was a really great event, and hopefully we'll be able to make it back to Florida this summer. We've got a pretty busy schedule ahead of us, but we've got a lot of rodeos that we're going to be out at as well. So we're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to talk more rodeo, more bull riding with you. We're going to let you know some of the results that we've got in from the PRCA. I know that the PBR, of course, the Built for Tough series is on their break, and then they also had their Touring Pro events that have kicked off. And, of course, Friday we had Jeff Robinson on the show with us, and he was putting on a big event in Nashville, North Carolina. And Chris Shivers, J.B. Mooney, was up there putting on a school. Lots of activity, lots of things happening. And if you guys found out any of the results from this weekend's event, that Touring Pro event that happened, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear about some of the results that are happening at the bull ridings and the rodeos in your neck of the woods. So give us a call. Let's hear the scoop. Let's take another break, fans. When we come back, it's more rodeo, more bull riding action on the Making 8 Morning Show right here on a Monday morning. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
He'll ride into your living room park this horse in your car before the song is over. That picture's painted in your heart. Well, you can tune in that sunset right there on your dial, and you can pretend you're riding with him, saddle up in his world for a while. He'll draw you a Mustang with stars in the sky. For 3 or 4 minutes, you'll be mesmerized. He's a cowboy on the radio, across the airwaves, a solid country gold. There's something of that flare down deep in your soul. Another hard story, another story well told. He's a cowboy on the radio.
There's a little Justin McBride for you here on a Monday, making a morning show coming your way as we are getting the work week fired up. And man, I'll tell you what a great week we've had. You know, I mean, it's been a rough one. It hasn't been easy, but and I've got to tell you guys, I haven't heard the official word on the release of Justin McBride's new album. Obviously we've had him on our show, and I know that it was set to release here coming up. And you guys make sure to get over to JustinMcBride.com, and you can find their link right there on Making8Rodeo.com. And yeah, let us know what you guys think. I mean, obviously we debuted a few of his songs that are going to be on that new album, and of course that one there was Cowboy on the Radio from his Live from Billy Bob's tour. So let's see. I'm getting some results. I'm getting some word that that kind of came in from the Asheville event this weekend, the Touring Pro event, and that was the RMEF Big Bull Series that Jeff Robinson and RMEF and PBR have kind of put together. Sounds like one of our Florida Cowboys, Rooster McKinnon, won the event, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, that's the word that's coming in our chat room right now, is that Rooster actually won the event. And, you know, I got to tell you, I know Rooster pretty well. You talk about a crazy young kid with a lot of talent. And, well, congratulations to him, you know. It sounds like that chicken on a chain actually ripped Rooster's bull rope in half. Now, that is intense. Man, I'll tell you, if you guys were at the event or if you guys have pictures, we want to see them. And it's really interesting. I know that Jeff Robinson is actually retiring Chicken on a Chain this year. And, you know, they weren't sure if that was going to be his last out or not here at this Touring Pro event. But he's on his way down. This is his final year that he's going to be out riding, or he's going to be out bucking out at. So don't miss out on an opportunity. I mean, when you see a bull that can rip a bull rope in half, yeah, that bull still has it. He is definitely on top of it. So And from the sounds of it, it sounds like Keith Ryan Cartwright was out there and giving all the fans some updates, and we appreciate that, man. It is so great to have Keith Ryan Cartwright out there with PBR. And if you guys want to know more information, obviously go to PBRnow.com, and you can get up-to-date stats and what's been happening and all the news and notes that are going on there with the PBR. Anyhow, and of course, you know, so many of our fans are out there updating us on the weekends, and it is really great to have that. You know, I mean, we've got some of our great fans like Gabby and all of those. You know, we live at these Touring Pro events through them and through their tweets and whatever, the photos that they send us and they post out there on Facebook and Twitter. So you guys make sure that you guys follow along, and we'll try to get a lot of that information out to you guys as well. We want you guys to be a part of it, and certainly appreciate all of you guys for helping support the rodeos and the bull ridings like you do. You know, I mean, that's what rodeo is all about. I mean, it really is just like a big family. And when we can't be at an event, we can feel like we're at a lot of these events because of what you do. And, well, you know, we hope to do the same thing and hope that you guys get a taste of that by what we do here at Makin8Rodeo.com and the Makin8 Rodeo Network. And, you know, like I said, I look forward to the summer. I look forward to what's happening out here. I know that for the next month we are going to certainly miss – our good friend, Miss Katie Bartlett, she is over back home in Australia. And I know that, you know, she is really looking forward to being out there at the rodeos that are going on in the country of Australia, you know. And I look forward to catching word and finding out more information on what's happening out there. So you guys make sure to stay tuned, and you can find her at katiebartlett.net. So you guys get on over there. Fans, we still got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to give us a call, talk a little rodeo, talk a little bull riding, we certainly want to hear from you. Now, when we had Steve on our show here just a little earlier, there was a mention about something that was pulled with some zip ties. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of fill you guys in on the details. Now, if you guys have been following along here at Makin8Rodeo.com, and if you guys follow us on Facebook or Twitter, you know that there has been, well, some, what I call shenanigans out there. There's been some few practical jokes that have been happening out there at these rodeos with the G-Money Rodeo crew. And, of course, Brett Weldon is like the mastermind behind it, and Brandon Wren and those guys. So I Broken Arrow a couple weeks ago. We had a little fun, and I decided I was going to silly string the inside of their campers. So we got them pretty good. Well, they bounced back and kind of invaded the rodeo roo and got me. And of course, that picture's posted somewhere out there on Facebook of me being silly stringed by those guys. So they kind of got me back, and we broke even leaving Broken Arrow. So we came out here this weekend when we were back with the G-Money Rodeo crew. And I said, well, you know what? I thought about doing a preemptive strike. I thought, well, the rodeo roo, we've got to retaliate. We've got to get them back. We've got to get them before they get us. So I thought maybe we would throw something out there. But then I said, no, we'll hold off. Well, Friday night, and it was an exhausting night, we ended up crashing out, and we were awakened at about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning by the G-Money Rodeo crew invading the Makin8 Rodeo Network studio. But they couldn't get in. See, Makin8 Rodeo, we was thinking, and we had our dogs with us, and I put the German Shepherd, I put old Ranger in the back here with us, and I opened up the door to the bathroom, which kind of divides it off, and put a boot in front of it, so they couldn't get back here to us. So that was, they were frustrated, but they lit off some smoke outside the camper. They put some explosions out there, you know, a little bit of pyrotechnics going off outside the roo. So obviously we didn't sleep very well. Scared the daylights out of Kelly. She woke up screaming and hollering when they come in here and started shaking the camper around a little bit. So it was definitely an entertaining night. So I said, you know what? They struck first, so I'm going to get them back. So this is the deal, and this is how it went down. I went out there this weekend on Saturday, and we took some zip ties, and we put it on the drive shafts of both Brandon Wren's truck and Brett Weldon's truck. and not knowing exactly when they were going to pull out, but we decided we were going to get them. So Saturday we put these zip ties on, and they ended up staying, both of them stayed overnight Saturday night and pulled out Sunday. And they both pulled out about the same time. And you talk about classic, and I wish we could have been here for it, but we were actually stranded on the side of the road when all of it took place. But I did get some phone calls immediately after they left because they got them about a quarter mile down the road, and they were both just clanging and making all kinds of racket up underneath there. They pulled over to check their trucks out. They thought the rear ends were coming out at them until they both pulled over together. And Brett Weldon said he knew exactly what it was because he had pulled that joke on some of his friends. And, yeah, so the Making 8 Rodeo Network and the Rodeo Rue, we got our retaliation. We got them back. And they we weren't even there to do it. I mean, we pulled away sure enough, when they pulled the truck over, you know, I guess Brett pulled behind Brandon Wren and he said, "Hey, is your truck rattling?" And he said, well, yeah, it is. He said, "How do you know?" And he said, "Well, because mine is too." And they knew immediately that the Making 8 Rodeo crew had got them back. So the shenanigans continue down here with the G-Money Rodeo crew, and I can tell you by the end of the season, there's no telling what might happen. We might find the Rodeo Rue on blocks. I'm telling you, I'm almost a little scared. We're going to have to start putting fire watches out there to keep tabs and kind of keep an eye out and protect the Rodeo Rue. So, but it was certainly entertaining, and we always have a fun time with the crew. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, we just sit back and we roast some dogs and cook some burgers on the grill and all sit back and have ourselves some fun. And, you know, if you guys are going to be in our area and want to come down and hang out with us, we want you, the fans, to be just as much a part of that as we are. We want you guys to come over, hang out with us. You guys are part of it. You guys are the reasons why we're all able to get out there and do it, because you support these rodeos and you support that. So I'm seeing some pretty good practical jokes that are coming in, and I like the ideas, and we're going to have to write some of these down and take some notes. So as the shenanigans get pulled, and we might have to utilize some of these. So anyhow, and I actually thought when our vehicle broke down that that's what had happened. Now, we blew a belt, you know, the belt that runs the alternator on the Rodeo Rue. And when we first heard it, it sounded like cans were up underneath. And I thought maybe they had set some cans up underneath the front, and when they finally dropped, they were clanging around down there, and as it turned out, it wasn't. But, of course, my first instinct was, oh, yeah, those guys ended up busting some cans out on us and getting us with dragging cans down the road. So turned out it wasn't that way, but you always got to be on your toes, and you got to watch those guys at these rodeos, you know. And it's not just our rodeos at G-Money, but they go on everywhere. That's just the way the rodeo crowd is, and you got to love the shenanigans that get pulled out there, and we really had a lot of fun, and I can only tell you that it's going to get better. I told those guys, I said, hey, you mess with me, I got more games than Milton Bradley himself. So there's no telling what is going to happen, and you guys will have to stay tuned to MakingEightRodeo.com as we fill you guys in on the details. Next time we'll have pictures. What I wanted to do and what I should have done was probably taken some pictures of their drive shafts, you know, up underneath, and then posted them out there as soon as they found out. But it was really funny that they would both leave together and then be able to match them up and put two and two together. You know, they left at the same time, and as soon as they both knew and pulled off the side of the road, they said, oh, yep, Making 8 crew got us. And we sure enough did. So you guys stay tuned to Making8Rodeo.com as the shenanigans get better when we hang out with G-Money. Like I said, this weekend, the Relay for Life, I don't know how much we're going to be able to do. I can tell you that we are going to be extremely exhausted, as we're going to pack our bags Friday, hit the road, head to Broken Arrow. We got to do the Relay for Life. Starts at 6 o'clock at night, Central Time, so you fans can tune in all hours of the night. We're going to be there from 6 at night till 6 in the morning. We'll be streaming it. It'll have to be in three different sections, as they only allow us 3 or 4 hours to broadcast live during that time. So you guys make sure you guys are tuned in. Check us out. See how things are going. And, you know, stop in and say hi. Show your support for the Relay for Life and to give cancer the boot that's produced by Brandon Wren this weekend. We certainly want to hear from you. If you guys go check out our Facebook page, I believe the actual rodeo event, the Bulls, Bears, and Bronx, that'll be starting off on Saturday. We're going to get you a time here real quick. It's the flyers posted on our Facebook page, so don't miss out on that opportunity. Yeah, it looks like 7:30, that is when it's going to start off. And, of course, we'll be up there just a little bit earlier. Don't forget to go check that out and stop by and show your support. You know, and even if you can't make it because maybe you're out at a rodeo or something like that, hey, you know, spread the word. Post the links up on your page and say, hey, if you guys want to go show support for for the Relay for Life and give cancer the boot, then go check us out and tune in and watch it, you know. It's real important to us, and it's real important to all of us out there. So, anyways, you know, that's what it's all about, and that's why Making 8 Rodeo Network is out here. And we want to show them that, hey, we've got the fans. And we certainly did that this weekend. We had over 100 live viewers to the webcast. And speaking of the webcast, now some of you fans might have thought, oh, I missed it. I'm sorry. You know, I wish we could go back and watch it. Well, you can. Right here tonight, we are going to re-air it. We're going to re-air the entire broadcast from this weekend. Now, Friday night's performance will be streamed tonight. You guys can sit back and watch it with us. We'll be broadcasting the entire event. We'll be in the chat room. So you guys come on over to the G-Money Rodeo channel. It'll also be on making8rodeo.com under the live event center. And that's going to kick off. We had thought about doing it at 8 o'clock like we normally do, but tonight we're going to do it at 7 o'clock. We're going to get a little earlier start, and we'll be in there with you. We want you guys to be in there with us. So make sure you guys tune in tonight, making8rodeo.com. You can find the links that will also be posted up on the G-Money Rodeo channel. They're on Facebook and Twitter. So you guys come on over. 7 o'clock Central Time is when we're going to kick this show off, and we're going to show you the entire event. We're going to talk about it. We'll talk about some of the things that happened. If you guys have questions or anything like that, we're there to answer them. We're there to talk with you. We might even get some of the contestants, as they are all becoming more aware of the fact that, hey, they can go back and watch it with you guys and talk about their rides on Monday and Tuesday night. So a really great opportunity that you guys have to come on over and watch it with us. And then, of course, after that, it'll be archived. But we did have over 100 viewers this weekend, and that really shows the G-Money Rodeo crew that, hey, they've got fans all over the place that really support them and follow along. And we're going to continue that. You know, we want you guys to be able to do that. I'm seeing some questions that are coming in our chat room right now about the Fort Smith. And that was the old, if you're talking about the old Fort Smith or the old 4 Days Rodeo, that was at Fort Smith, Arkansas. And, of course, that one it's right on the Arkansas-Oklahoma line. So, yeah, that's where Fort Smith, Arkansas was where the PRCA event was held this weekend. And I know that was actually going on, I believe, almost for the entire week. But they also had many more events. Hugo, Oklahoma, right here, they had another PRCA rodeo. They had the Ken Lance Memorial Rodeo that went on. The Cowtown Rodeo that goes on in Fort Worth was just down the road. So a lot of your PRCA cowboys, your top-ranked guys and girls, were there competing. I do believe that Angie Metters and Tanya Pompano tied for sixth place in the barrel racing. So Angie Metters, of course, both of those girls, Wrangler National Finals contestants, and both of them have been to Vegas, and they were right here in Ada, Oklahoma this weekend. And both of them ended up placing in the money just a little bit. So great to see them out there. I know that Cody Teal, who's leading the bull riding series, was out there this weekend. I believe he was either at the Old 4 Days or in Hugo, and I know that he ended up winning one of the events down there. So He continues his stretch out there in the standings and continues to lead there as well. So you guys make sure to continue. You guys can find out more information on the PRCA rodeos that are happening, and hopefully you'll find one in your neck of the woods by going to prorodeo.com and checking out their news and information there. So, guys, we're just about fresh out of time here on a Monday, and, man, it has been really exciting and entertaining to sit back and talk with y'all here on a Monday. Glad that we have made it back. I really am. I mean, we ended up breaking down about 4:30 in the morning. It may have actually been a little bit earlier than that. We left the arena about 1:30 in the morning. We figured, oh, we'll drive during the night. We'll get back there about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, we'll take our time. We'll get back here. You know, we'll have the entire day Sunday to get our stuff wrapped up and start getting some things done and ready for our webcast and our radio shows this weekend. And, well, as the good Lord would have it, you know, it didn't work out that way. As we were sitting on the side of the road at a gas station, till about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. And it was about 4:30 before we finally came in. So it turned out to be a 14-hour trip home, which would have normally taken us and should have taken us about 3.5 hours. But we could not. We would probably still be sitting there on the side of the road. At least the Rue would have, because that was our next option, is we were just going to work on getting back here and then get the pickup truck and go get a part that we needed to go back and fix it, you know, this week. So the Rue still would have been stuck over there by Muskogee and a good 2 hours away. But we were fortunate and we were able to we're able to get it fixed thanks to the G Money Rodeo crew. So can't say enough about those guys. And I got to tell you, it really does. It helps when you know that you have friends in the rodeo world. I mean, we're such a great family that if anything happens, and you know, of course, we would do the same thing. I mean, if we had, you know, some of those guys, and whether it's a fan or whether it's a competitor, an athlete, you know, something happens out there, we're always willing to step in and help. And you know, we put one on the list. We owe G Money Rodeo, you can bet on that. After they certainly helped us out, and Brett Weldon as well. And you know, we didn't mention anything about Kirk Bullseye Davis today, and we got to mention him. You know, Kirk was out there this weekend with us, and it was great to spend time with him. The last time we saw him was in Guthrie, Oklahoma, and really enjoyed spending time with Kirk. And saw him work some horses out there, which he did really good at. It was really entertaining, and was really a lot of fun to see him out there. Of course, entertaining the crowds and having a lot of fun. I know just last weekend he was in Iowa. So, you know, don't miss out on an opportunity to go check out Kirk. And he's always willing to sit back and sign some autographs with you. And it's always a blast to sit back with Kirk and the old Bullseye, man. And, of course, him and Bucky were out there in the arena. They went dork fishing. And we're going to rebroadcast all that. And, of course, that action will be coming your way tonight and tomorrow, 7 o'clock Central Time. So you guys make sure to tune in to MakingItRodeo.com. Follow our links on Facebook as we'll get the word out there. And let's all sit back here tonight, watch a little rodeo action. Man, I'll tell you, it's going to be fun. I know the performance was fun, and we're going to recap it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to show you the entire event so you can watch it just like you were sitting there in the bleachers this weekend. So don't miss out on that opportunity. Come check us out, and we'll be happy to sit back with you. So, fans, that's going to wrap up our show here today. Our next radio broadcast will be coming your way Wednesday, whether it's Morning Coffee with Rob Smets, which I certainly hope it is. We got to hear from Rob. I know it's been a while since we've heard from him, so we'll get him back. And if we don't, we're going to have another Making 8 morning show here, a Wednesday edition right here on Making8Rodeo.com. So until then, rodeo fans, we'll look forward to seeing you all tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. Make sure to enjoy yourself. Let's sit back and have yourself a great day and a great week. We'll see you at the rodeos.
Hello, rodeo fans. This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne. We've been to Fort Worth. We've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good
God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yeah. Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yeah. Turn your radio on.
And glory share.
God.
Get in touch with God.